In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Throughout the Gospels, when people met Jesus, his preaching and his miracles, some would seek him out later, wanting to know more about him, but also to get further advice on who God is and the correct way to salvation. The Pharisees wanted to know from him, when does the kingdom come? Or the scribes asked him, which commandment is the first of all? Or the rich ruler approached Christ asking, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? In some way or another, hearing Christ and seeing him perform miracles made people want to know more about him and what it meant to lead a proper life before God. The same concern may also have prompted Nicodemus to seek out Christ at night. We do not know exactly what his motivation was to look up Jesus, but being a Pharisee and a leader of the Jews, he represented a very specific understanding of righteousness and salvation, which was worth further exploration with this person who must have God on his side by doing all these miracles. The dialogue that ensued between Christ and Nicodemus is very interesting because Jesus preempted all of Nicodemus's questions with a very difficult statement to comprehend. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What Jesus is saying here to Nicodemus is this. In case you have come to find out what salvation is, Nicodemus, here it is for you and for all humans. You must be born anew. Nicodemus, of course, was scratching his head, wondering what he meant. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? In his logic and coming with his human experience and wisdom, Christ's statement was completely foolish to him. No adult can re-enter the womb of his mother. That was impossible. But that is precisely the point Jesus Christ wants to make. He wants to put before Nicodemus an impossible option. The only way to salvation is the one as he describes. There is no other way. Not the connived ethical righteousness and morality in the mind of a Pharisee like Nicodemus, or through reason or free will. You must be born again. And the Greek word here is genethonai, which is a passive infinitive, which means you cannot be born again on your own. No, it requires an agent outside of you to bring about that very rebirth. To be born is a clear no to all human self-made religiosity. No one can find it by himself or herself. It requires a miracle from God, and it occurs through the Holy Spirit and water, in fact, baptism. It is the visible Word and the Holy Spirit combined. There is no third agent except these two. Therefore, being born again has nothing to do with creeping back into the womb of the mother as an adult. This rebirth is not bound to biological laws of nature, but it actually defies them. It comes from above to counter the sin below and confronts human reason and understanding. Nicodemus's question, how is it possible, is typical for natural man. He tries to understand the ways of God and his kingdom through his natural mind and reason, but he fails to get it. Only by being reborn through water and the Holy Spirit will Nicodemus receive a new beginning, a new life, and also a new understanding of these heavenly things. Then he will understand that this new birth originates from heaven, and it began with Christ coming down on earth with water and the Spirit to bring us this kingdom. And it continues with him being lifted up on the cross as a lamb, like Moses was lifting the serpent in the desert. And it continues with Christ returning to heaven and then taking us with him. This Lamb takes away the sin of the world. And so Christ says it clearly to Nicodemus. If you want to be part of that new life, then faith in him, in me, is the answer. But that faith can only be received through word, water, and the Holy Spirit. This text here is in the church you're assigned for Holy Trinity. On that Sunday, we would remind ourselves that we have here a clear testimony to the three persons in action for the salvation of Nicodemus and of all of humanity. The Father sends the Son is lifted up and proclaims the gospel to people, and the Holy Spirit is the agent of new birth. All this is the triune God's work on human flesh. We see here that the Trinity is not just a doctrine all worked out neatly in statements. No, we see here the living God in action, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, working together to bring us this new life through the new birth so that we may live in his kingdom. But now, applying this text here for our Lenten season, we would have to then set a few things straight. First, we see that Jesus cut short all our moral and meritorious thinking, a common religiosity also of our days. Unless one is born new, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In that statement, Jesus puts before Nicodemus and before all of us humans, we are, as much as we want to prepare ourselves for heaven, not worthy of it. Second, we see that what is required is a total new event, a total change, a remake. In other words, being born anew is not just a slight change of your personality or in your frame of mind or a little twist and tweak here and there of your old natural self. Not like playing a new melody on an old instrument or an upgrading of your house without tearing down the walls. Now, rebirth here is meant to be a total new beginning from scratch. And third, we also see that rebirth occurs in the midst of a life of sin. It is difficult for us all to comprehend that a total new beginning had and constantly occurs for you and me in the midst of the struggle of sin and the temptation from this world. Sin comes again and again, not just in misdeeds, but also in the rejection of God himself. And yet, a new beginning, a rebirth happens. The grace of baptism is bestowed continuously throughout our lives through repentance and absolution. We are reborn and we live in the kingdom of God already now, in spite of the struggles of our flesh and with this concupiscence, this incessant inclination to sin. And finally, and that is perhaps the most important, though this rebirth sounds like a radical demand to do something from our side in terms of making a new beginning, it is offered freely to Nicodemus and to all of us, to you and me. Nicodemus's mind must have been challenged here in view of his ethical righteousness that he brings to the table. Drop all of that thought, Jesus tells him. Here, the rules with me have changed. You are reborn now through a gift from God. Nicodemus must have seen some miracles that Christ had performed, such as changing water to wine, perhaps also his cleansing of the temple. And here too, now, he is to come across a miracle from God. It is performed on him, it is not required or demanded, because he and we can do it. It is all gospel. And already now, the benefits of this rebirth are received through the gift of forgiveness of our sins. For the one that was lifted up was the Lamb on the cross who took away the sins of the world. In Jesus' name, Amen.